Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of Concrete Cowboy. This is a TIFF movie and it's directed by Ricky Staub. This is technically our second TIFF movie,
yes,
but first review.
Sorry, it's our second TIFF movie. It's our second TIFF movie this week, but our first official release of a review. Tomorrow, when you're listening to this, or on the 15th of September, so you have an exact date, so we could time date this episode. Ooh. We will have a review as well of One Night in Miami.
One Night in Miami. Welcome to Miami.
But we're not talking about that one right now.
Miami. Eva Mendes.
On the street and bring it down.
Eva Mendes was in that music video. I remember.
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was. And then she was in Hitch.
And she's also in Place Beyond the Pines.
And Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other guys.
Yeah. And Training Day.
She's not in Concrete Cowboy, though.
Nothing to do with Concrete Cowboy,
not
though.
Not at all. So, Shay, let me tell you what this movie's all about.
Please, please tell us.
So, Concrete Cowboy, almost said Concrete Jungle.
You did. You almost did.
Concrete Cowboy is a TIFF movie, as we said, and it stars Idris Elba and Caleb McLaughlin, who you'll know from Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
That's not the theme song.
That's Stranger not the theme song.
It'd be more like Stranger Things.
They don't say the actual title of the show.
I think we had too much sugar.
We did.
We had too much sugar, then we ate the brand new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
We did eat the brand new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
So we're just loaded up ready to go.
Not sponsored by them at all, though, but Popeye's, if you're listening.
Slide in the DMs. Bring some chicken.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what this movie's about. So, Caleb plays a young boy named Cole, and he is now, after basically having a tough time in Detroit with his mom decides to bring him to North Philly. So his father, who is also an urban cowboy, can look after him. So this movie literally just starts with his mom saying, "Hey, look, I've had enough. We're going to Philly. You're going to hang out with Idris Elba."
Idris Elba.
Yeah, so you're gonna hang out
now. He's been called that for years.
No, you're gonna hang out with a cowboy version of Idris Elba, and that's where our movie starts.
Yeah,
and I think that's this movie is very, there's almost like a grit to it. It's very grainy.
Very.
It's very, like, you could tell that the Ricky, the director, was trying to go for something that felt very
raw. Very raw.
And that comes across, especially with the subject matter of this movie. Mm-hmm. It's a very much a coming-of-age movie with Cole trying to find his place in the world. His mom thinks that he needs to have some, I guess, some structure in his life.
Yeah.
So she goes and brings him to his father, who he hasn't really seen, I guess, in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So since he was a kid, and now he's going to hang out with him and learn about, I guess, what it means to be an urban cowboy, but also life.
Yeah.
Shay, what did you think about this movie?
You can tell that in this movie, there's a love or an understanding of, I guess, this culture that Philadelphia has that I personally have never heard of.
Never. No, and that's the thing. Like, we were talking about how, like, oh, like, this intro kind of reminds me a little bit of Creed with, like, this kid outside the classroom, like, he's having a rough time.
Right.
And like, you see, like, the Philly culture in this film a lot.
What we've seen in movies normally.
Right. Like, you see, like I guess, like, the dirt bikes. You hear, like, everybody calling each other Johns.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, I never knew there was a cowboy subculture.
And that's the thing. And when this film was kind of getting started and I saw the cowboy themes happening, I'm like, oh, maybe this is, like, in Texas or something, you know,
because
that would make sense.
There's a lot of cowboys in Texas.
And when I think at the end of the day, like, with this movie, it's very slow.
Yes.
And when you're kind of seeing everything unfold, the moments that should be happening, I think, earlier on are happening so late in the game that you're kind of bored by the time you get to them, or the development of those characters doesn't seem like it's there yet.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how I feel. So the first hour of this movie, I would say, is just Cole trying to, I guess, get adjusted to this life, but it takes its time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really just, like, draws out, like, this is him cleaning a stable. Here's him learning about this character, and then there's another character. Idris Elba is not in this movie, for, I would say, for the first hour, he really isn't present. There's a scene or two with him.
Right.
But he's never there to instill any wisdom on his son.
Right.
And then you don't really get that until the second half of this movie. But I just feel like the editing of this film was a little everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that was my biggest complaint with it, where I never got a chance to really feel like we were developing Cole as a character at all.
Mm.
Because we just kept jumping to him saying, you know what, I'm not going to hang out with this bad influence who's, I guess, selling drugs anymore, this old former friend of his. Next scene is him with him.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of keeps escalating that way. But it's not even an escalation. It's just scenes happening.
Right.
So it just feels like it's just so contradictory without him developing as a character.
Right. And I think what the director's trying to do is shed light on this, you know, smaller group of people or this culture that exists in Philadelphia that, you know, hasn't had any light shone on it. And in there is a story kind of woven about growing up. And I think it can be done in a really good way, but in this movie, it seems a little force-fed. And that's also because Caleb's character, Cole, doesn't really seem that bad of a kid.
He doesn't. And that's the thing. Like, the whole time I'm like, man, like, they established that he's been kicked out of so many schools.
Cops are being called.
You know, like, his mom's had to go pick him up and leave work all the time. But he just seems like a scared kid. And I get that he's in a new environment, but I would have thought there would have been more of a struggle for him.
Yeah.
Where it just seems like he kind of gets there and he's just annoyed, but he's not angry. Like, and that's not to pull anything away from Caleb McLaughlin's performance. I think it was great, but he just didn't give me anything more, like, to...
He didn't really seem that bad.
Really. No, he didn't seem that bad, and he didn't give me anything more to root for him, because I wanted to see that change in him. Like,
right.
He's pretty much the same character. Granted, he's a bit more, I guess, in tune with the
horse.
The horses, and I guess the legacy of, like, black cowboys and everything like that, but you don't really get a character, big character change from him. Same with Idris. Idris is in this movie sparingly.
Very.
He's there to impart some wisdom later on, but I feel like it's only in the last 20 minutes where this movie really starts to come together. I'm like, man, I wish this was the starting point for this movie. Because if this movie started the way it was ending, I think we would have been into it a lot more.
Yeah. The first real freak out, or I guess moment of anger from Caleb's character, Cole, comes at literally the 58-minute mark, I think.
Right.
And it wasn't until the 30-minute mark where we started to see, you know, Idris Elba kind of come into the play here, and, you know, the characters are talking and developing. It took so long to get places. I was looking at my watch for most of it.
Yeah, and I think, too, this movie doesn't go anywhere that we haven't seen before either. There's a lot of classic coming-of-age tropes
right
throughout all this movie. I think we were calling some out as well, too. Like, oh, yes, this is going to happen. Just visually, like, there was a lot of just cues given off where, like, you just know we've seen this scene in a movie before. Something bad is going to happen, or they're going to give this type of exposition here just because we've seen this a lot before.
Yeah.
Granted, I loved seeing, I'm like, just the concept of this movie being in North Philadelphia, modern day, with cowboys, like, technically, like, cowboys as I guess a lifestyle still thing. It's really cool to see that. I just wish that was more of a focus of the movie, because I think what this movie lacked most was a real proper focus, and I would have really loved to see the dynamic of Idris Elba and Caleb McLaughlin working together more.
Yeah, I keep wanting to also, like, I keep confusing him if it's Cole McLaughlin or Caleb McLaughlin. Yeah. The characters' names are so similar. Yeah. So that's why I keep saying Caleb first.
Yeah.
I also had a bit of an issue with some of the cinematography in the movie. It wasn't and I can tell, like, we talked about this in the beginning, that it was a very raw-looking movie.
Right.
But at some points, it was kind of hurting just the visual appeal of the film.
Yeah.
Like, I need it to look at least somewhat nice at some moments, but there was so much grittiness and some vignettes being thrown here and there that it wasn't keeping me interested enough.
Yeah, I think we paused. So we were watching this at TIFF at home. So TIFF has been doing an amazing job.
Amazing job.
We've had zero issues with the movies that we've watched. But we thought for a second, I'm like, is the TV just, is it buffering? Like, because it looks like it's almost standard definition at some aspect, at some points, and we're just like, oh no, I think that's just stylistically the choice Ricky Staub went with, and the cinematographer Minka Farthing Cole, who I just looked at their name right now as we were saying that. But I did like there at the end credits, a lot of the cast in this film were
real life
people. They weren't actors. They were people who, this is their real life. They're acting part of this. And it was cool seeing that.
It was. It was a nice surprise, to be honest with you, because I didn't know that. I thought they were really just new actors.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
And
like,
they did a great job.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like known actors in here other than Idris, Caleb, and then Method Man in this
movie. Yes, Method Man is in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, we saw Method Man in the credits at the beginning, and then we're just like, oh, I wonder when he's going to show up.
I'm surprised he still goes, like, he still includes his, like, rap name.
Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, Dwayne doesn't call himself The Rock anymore. He's just right, Dwayne Johnson. Right, he's just
Dwayne Johnson. But there's, I guess there's, like, a lot of...
I guess no one knows him as Clifford Smith.
Right. If you said Clifford Smith, would you know it's Method Man?
It's the big red dog to me.
You know? but yeah, I like that there was, like, a realness to, like, this movie definitely had, it was very grounded. It yes. felt very, like, that's what we were saying earlier. It feels very gritty. It feels really based in realism and having actors in it, or I guess real life people acting
right.
in it
right.
help with that. That's what made, I think, The Fighter 10 years ago now with Christian Bale and
great film.
Mark Wahlberg feel so real, because a lot of those characters in that movie were actually just people from Boston.
Yeah.
You know? So it helps with that. And there was a realness there. Mm. There was an
authenticity.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got cut up. Authenticious. Oh, what did I call Idris Elba again? Idris Elboy?
Elboy. And this movie clocks in under 2 hours, but I felt every minute of it.
Yeah, I think especially the first hour you feel it.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get over to our suggestions for this movie. So I don't think this film has an official distributor yet.
Not yet.
So wherever it goes to streaming or to theaters, we're not too sure yet. But Che, what would be your suggestion for this film?
I would say that, you know, if you're curious about learning about the Philadelphia cowboy movement that's happening,
it's
it's
a very specific curiosity.
What's going on with the Philadelphia Cowboys?
In Philly.
I'd say, you know what, I don't think you're gonna leave with too much information.
No,
in this movie,
not at all.
So, and in terms of as a story goes, it's something you've seen before, so I think it's safe to say you can skip it.
Yeah, I think so too, honestly. I think there's a lot of good ideas in this film. But overall, if you're looking for like a coming-of-age story, I think there's a lot of better movies out there. This is a first-time director as well, too, mm-hmm. with a first big picture. And obviously, to have Idris Elba and Caleb McLaughlin and, you know, Clifford Smith, a.k.a. Method Man, in your film, that's a great start. Great concept to this movie. I just wish there was more newness in it.
Mm, yes.
So I would say skip it as well.
So that was our review of Concrete Cowboy, directed by Ricky Staub, for a TIFF movie.
A TIFF movie!
TIFF movie! For every TIFF movie, we should do that now, eh?
I think we have to now.
Yeah. Again, you can follow us on our social media platforms on Twitter and on Instagram at The Movie Podcast. We're going to be posting up a lot of great stuff on there. Also, if you want us to check out our next review, which is going to be One Night in Miami.
I like that.
Is that good?
We should call Regina if you're listening to this.
Let me record the song again for
if
you.
If you're listening to our Concrete Cowboy review.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening to that one.
I can't wait to talk about that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot to unpack in One Night in Miami, and I'm really excited to talk
exactly,
about that.
Exactly. So again, you guys can follow us on our social media platforms, like I said. And of course, that was This Time with the Movie Podcast.
And we will see you next.